that has never seen an asset class that families, spouses, partners, kids get involved in together as much as I've seen in short-term rentals. What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Vacation Rental Revolution Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Moore, and we're here with another segment of Whiskey Wednesdays with my main man, Mr. Dave Cibulich.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, brother. We're gonna dive in. You guys, these are short, sweet, to-the-point episodes. We're going to talk about a couple things that are current going on in our world. We're going to dive into a trending topic in the short-term rental space, and then we always answer a question or two that you guys send in. And so as a reminder, if you're listening to these episodes or watching it, whatever platform you're on, DM us and send us a message and ask us those questions, and we'll make sure that we answer on an upcoming episode. So Dave,
I'm going to go on record right now on this podcast to say you, Sean Moore, coined the phrase lifestyle asset. Yeah. And the reason why I know that is because Vodacy was originally started about 4 years ago or so, and we were originally named Lifestyle Asset University. A lot of people ask, well, why'd you change your name and, you know, all this stuff? Well, we had to because of the state of Utah wouldn't allow a business to have the name university in it unless you were accredited educational, you know, system, right?
Yep.
So we changed our name, but the whole lifestyle asset came from that origination of Vodacy. And so it'd be interesting to talk through kind of what that term means.
Yeah, you're right. You know, lifestyle assets is something we started talking about a long time ago, kind of coined that phrase, and we had a definition behind that phrase, right? Yeah. And we actually named our company Lifestyle Asset University. And like you said, we had to change that and since became Vodacy. But because of that, and because we've been talking about lifestyle assets for a long time, that it's become a little bit more of a general term in our industry. Right. And so a lot of people are starting to say lifestyle assets, which is great. I think it's kind of, you know, it's flattering and it's nice that we kind of started a phrase or a word in it. And it's become very general at this stage. Not everybody uses it as the same definition as we have. Like I always say, there's three things that a lifestyle asset has. And in one, the reason I named it a lifestyle asset has to add to your actual lifestyle. An asset means it's got to have some financial gain. So the number one thing is it's got to be profitable. It's got a cash flow. It's an asset that cash flows. It's paid for by somebody else. It's not taking money out of my pocket every single month. And so that's criteria number one for us. Criteria number two is it's got to be managed by somebody else, right? To be a true lifestyle asset, as our definition of a lifestyle asset, I don't want a second job. That doesn't add to my lifestyle. And so I don't want to manage these properties. I don't want to manage this portfolio. So it's got to be managed by somebody else and still remain profitable. I want it to be able to be, you know, a lifestyle asset that doesn't create a second job for me, because I don't have time for that.
Yeah, you don't want to fuss with all the issues and challenges and so forth.
So it's got to be managed by somebody else. And three, there's got to be some personal use, right? I want to use this property. Yeah. I want to increase and upgrade my lifestyle by having amazing properties that I can go use on a regular basis. That was my original definition of a lifestyle asset. It's still what we call lifestyle assets. It's why my book is called What the Hell is a Lifestyle Asset? And How Do We Build These Portfolios or Properties That Are Profitable, Managed by Somebody Else, and that I can use personally. And so, it's been interesting watching the term kind of evolve in our space a little bit, in the short-term rental space. And it's awesome, you know, but at the same time is the definition gets lost a little bit because somebody else might define a lifestyle asset as just something that you use and it costs you money or whatever else. That's not our definition of lifestyle assets.
No, so, I think I'm glad you pointed that out, because a lot of people use lifestyle asset as, hey, just buy a property and just vacation at it. But if it's losing money, it's really not a lifestyle asset. It's a liability. It's a lifestyle liability.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle liability. Exactly. They should call it lifestyle. There you go. You coined the term lifestyle liability.
So if people start talking about lifestyle liability, it came
from
me.
There we go, guys. Awesome. I like that.
Well, good. No, I like that. I appreciate that. And I do think there's a great definition behind what we believe a lifestyle asset is. And if it checks those three boxes, that's kind of our goal from the very first, was trying to help people learn that and be able to get into a lifestyle asset.
There is one thing that can make or break your success with short-term rentals, and that's your ability to provide your guests with an amazing night's rest. We're taking all of the guesswork out of selecting the perfect mattress system. Personally, I have these custom mattresses in every one of my short-term rentals. We love them so much that we even got them in our own personal homes here in Utah. So visit VodacySleepSystem.com and use the promo code podcast. It's all caps at checkout to get 55% off.
Another topic, let's just kind of bat around a little bit, is what's the best way to include your spouse or business partner in your short-term rental journey? This comes up very often in our strategy sessions when people consider Vodacy. How do I get my spouse involved, and should they be on the call, and how do I broach that with them and stuff like that? So we'd probably talk forever on this, but I think it's super important. Kind of wanted to get your take on it.
Yeah, it's Yeah, I think it's really important when you know, these are major decisions, right? I mean, we're both married. We've been married for a long time. I don't think I'd be married as long as I have been if I was making major life decisions without Teresa, right? And so, one, you get involved in deciding if it's even a road you want to run down. So I think that there's different levels of involvement. Right. But the very first is the decision to actually say, we're going to take some of our disposable income. We're going to take some extra income. We're going to maybe cut some things out to start to build a portfolio. If you're not both on board, there's a problem there. Right. And so that's you should immediately hit the brakes and say, okay, we probably ought to figure out that, you know, let's run down a road that we're both committed to, that we're both excited about, because there's going to be challenges. The last thing you want to have happen in a partnership is, you know, pointing fingers and saying, I told you I didn't want to do this. Right. You know, this or on why the flip side, it worked. It's like, I told you so, right? Neither one of those are a recipe for a great conversation in a partnership, right? One, you both need to be on the same page. Like, it's funny to me that we even have conversations on a fairly regular basis, I would say, when somebody's like, hey, I'm in, my spouse partner's not in, I need to be able to do this. And like, you know, we just recently had one, you know, and we do this a couple times a year, but somebody's like, hey, I need to like hide this on credit cards and stuff. And we won't do it. We're saying, no, we're not.
I took that call a couple weeks ago and literally he said, listen, my wife really isn't on board with this. And so I'm going to try to, you know, can I
do it on the side,
spread it out over a certain amount. And I'm like, listen, just so you know, the rates of success go way up if you're both on board. Right. And I'm not sure I feel real comfortable hiding this from your wife. And you guys may want to talk through this. You know what I mean? And he had all kinds of justifications, but the time and the money, you got to be on board together.
You got to be on board. Yeah, you know? Absolutely. And then the other side of that is, once you decide we're both on board, then you say, okay, one thing that's been really, really fun for me in this asset class, in short-term rentals, is I've been investing in real estate full-time 24 years, since 2000. I've been invested in a lot of different asset classes. I've done a lot of different, run down a lot of different roads when it comes to real estate investing, until I settled on short-term rentals about a little over a decade ago. There was never seen an asset class that families, spouses, partners, kids get involved in together as much as I've seen in short-term rentals. And it's really, really fun to see that. I love it. One, because especially for the young kids, right? They get interested because it's buying really cool properties in cool areas. They get a different level of financial education that they don't get in schools. Spouses get together, you know, you're creating these amazing experiences. Somebody might really love to dive into the underwriting and the numbers, but they have no interest in the creative side of setting up the experience. And the other spouse or partner will get involved in that. Maybe you do both of it together. And so I think as you run down the road, you figure out both of your strengths and weaknesses and everybody's strengths and weaknesses, and you're able to kind of divide and conquer a little bit. And somebody can take ownership on different aspects and different stages of the game as you're really trying to maximize and build that portfolio. And it's been really, really fun to watch spouses and partners and families and kids get together. It's just, it's been a really, you know, it might be the funnest part of this asset class for me, is being able to see families do this together.
Well, and I think, you know, if you think about all the other investments you could get into, and there's some great ones, and there's a lot of them, probably not many that your family, wife, kids are going to be excited about, because they know what it means to be able to go use the property, go to the beach, go to the mountains, go to the pool, get away for the weekend, spend time with your family. So we've seen it. We've seen, you know, lives change, and testimonials and excitement from families. And I think that's one of the biggest things that I love about what we do here.
And I think it's really having that conversation and setting expectations on the front end and realize it doesn't have to be equitable, like an equitable contribution on the back end. You both have to be all in on the decision to move forward.
Right.
But somebody can absolutely take the lead as well and say, hey, listen, I'm gonna take the take the reins, I'm gonna take the lead on this, and this is going to be a family decision. It doesn't mean that everybody has to, you know, put all that effort in, unless it's something that they really enjoy doing, because you should dive in and, you know, and get involved. There's gonna be aspects of this asset class, I think, that are attractive to most people.
No, that's good. Okay. We got a couple questions. First is, right now, what is the most common objection you hear for people not getting into the SGR world? Most common objection.
It's a version of they don't have enough time or they don't have enough money. I mean, they're probably equal, right? You always say you have to have time, money, and knowledge for anything,
right?
And you have to figure out how to leverage your own time, money, and knowledge, and then figure out how to leverage somebody else's time, money, and knowledge to be successful at almost anything. And when it comes to deciding to jump into something or not, the biggest thing that people look at is saying, I don't have enough time and I don't have enough money. Both of them are excuses that you're justifying. And the real problem is you're comfortable sitting on the sidelines and doing nothing, right? That I always say that, like, don't get comfortable sitting on the sidelines for anything, right? Make sure you're moving forward. And we see it more and more with our target demographic of who's really who we work with on a regular basis, because they're fairly successful. They're in a position in life where they can go buy investments. They've got some disposable income. They've got cash sitting on the sideline. They want to put it to work for themselves. They've got a certain level of success. And when you have a level of success, comfort is the killer of all growth. Right. I mean, that's one of the worst positions to be in. It's really easy when you've lost everything. Your back's against the wall. You know, you have nowhere to go but up, right? It's like, okay, there's nothing for me to do other than move forward. It's really easy to sit there. It's really easy to not move forward. And what we justify it is we're too busy, right? And which is, you know, you guys have heard me say this over and over. I know you've heard me say it a million times, but it's not a priority, right? Teresa told me a long time ago when I said it's too busy, she said, don't ever tell me you're too busy for something. Just say it's not a priority for me.
No,
because it's true, right? So if you're saying you don't have time, because first of all, everybody has the same amount of time. That's like one of the worst arguments you could ever make is I don't have enough time.
And everybody's busy.
Everybody's busy.
So on, I'm busy too.
Yeah, right. Everybody's busy. The sky's not going to open up and give you more time than I have.
Right.
Or vice versa.
Yep.
Or, you know, as busy as you get, what you're busy with is if they are priorities and you're spending your time on priorities that are more important than moving forward and building a portfolio, great, right? That's your decision to make, right? Everybody has to make the decision of what their biggest priorities are. What I think we fail to do on a regular basis is really audit the things that we spend our time on and really audit and say, was that really a priority? Did that really matter? Or could I have made more time for a more important priority to me? When it comes to money, the other thing is with the beautiful part about real estate is you've got leverage, right? There's ways to leverage other people's money in this game. And money is a factor, right? We have to figure out, what am I going to sacrifice to be able to put it, over here, to put it over in the other side that I want it on. And so we have to, it's strategy, right? It's saying, okay, and once you, the first one is decide whether it's a priority, commit to being able to run down a road, right? Commit to the outcome. Once you do, money is almost never what holds people back in real estate deals, because good deals, there's always money around. There will always be money when you have good deals. And I truly believe that. I didn't believe that when I was first starting and I didn't have money. I used that excuse of saying, I don't have the money to do that. Most people have the resources. They just are not as resourceful as they need to be.
Right.
They have access to the resources though. And so, you know, and then the other thing that holds people back, and most people don't admit it, is knowledge. And, you know, most people don't look in the mirror and say, maybe I should hit the pause button, because you should never invest in something you don't understand. You should never invest in or run down a road without a plan or a blueprint to follow and the knowledge to succeed in whatever game you're going to go play in. Mm-hmm. But most people don't, that's not what holds them back. It's usually the biggest one is time. The second one is money. And I think that those are just justifications for the real problem of being comfortable enough to sit on the sidelines, and then you stop growing, right? You're saying, okay, I don't want to lose what I've got. I want to protect it. But it's like being in a basketball game and you've got a 5-point lead and you start playing prevent, you know, and you're like, okay, let's pass the ball around and we're not aggressive anymore. We're not doing anything. We're not keeping the foot on the gas pedal. Before you know it, you tighten up, you lose the game. You have to be, there's always a level of being conservative and protecting what you have, but you have to always be moving forward as well.
Good. One of the things that I love about, you know, kind of along that same lines, is there's nothing better than a partnership, a couple, husband, wife, you know, business partners that are all in and committed to doing this.
Awesome.
I just love it. I love when they join and they're like, I want to be a part of this Vodacy family, and I'm going to go head first into this, and I'm going to learn, and I'm going to make this an amazing asset class. Yeah. And I love that. I'm like, you guys are going to do great. You're going to do awesome. I can't wait to follow your case study. I can't wait to, you know, follow you along this journey. Yeah. That to me is fun.
Yeah.
You know?
It's awesome. Yeah.
So,
for sure.
All right, let's get to the last question. In your opinion, what is the best part of Vodacy? Other than coming to work with the employees that are here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whiskey Wednesdays.
Whiskey Wednesday with my buddy Dave. Yeah. That's the best part of Odyssey. By far and away, the best part of Odyssey is our family. Yeah. The Odyssey family, we call it. We have such an amazing group of people across the country. Yeah. It is so fun when we hear those stories. You just alluded to it. When you get to talk to people that are committed to a process and willing to roll up their sleeves and willing to take on that mantra that we really believe of, you know, personal responsibility and self-reliance and just saying, hey, listen, that is the key to unlocking the lifestyle that I don't want to take a vacation from. That embodiment of the Vodacy family is something that I can't even, like, it's something that I never, ever thought that would be the biggest and best part. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it just continues to grow. I mean, you and I are going around the country this year, and every single month we're in a different city. We're meeting so many of our amazing members, and it is just fun, right? It is. I mean, it's like, it is. There is nothing that I look forward to more than hearing those stories and hearing that the grit and determination that it takes to build that life that you don't want to take a vacation from. And just, there's just something about that. It just gets me fired up. I love it. I'm honored and grateful to be part of that journey with so many people. You know, I just don't think there's anything even close that I've ever experienced in my life than this family of people that are just like, okay, let's get after it and get it done.
Yeah, they're awesome. And you and I have seen it firsthand as we meet with them through the years at our Vodacy events and our Vodacy lives, and now our meetups every month. But there's no excuses. There's no excuses that people, they're committed. They want to learn. They want to get better. They want to be successful. They're hardworking individuals, couples, families. I mean, the stories that people tell us, and I agree. I think that is absolutely one of the best parts of what we do is we change lives. We have a group. We really care about them. I take calls all the time. And one of the things people always tell me is they say, we just resonated with Sean. We saw his videos. We feel like he is super transparent. We feel like he's honest. He's different than the others that are out there. And I always tell him, I'm like, listen, when you get a chance to meet Sean and you learn about our community and the engagement, you're going to know that it is truly a family and we care. We want you to be successful. Yeah. We care more about your success than you do. Yeah. I can promise you that.
We promise we're going to be there through the good times, the bad times. Yeah. And we're going to look back one day and say, holy crap, I can't believe what I just built.
Yeah.
And it's really fun.
And you know, you and I, we sit across from each other in the office and we talk about this all the time, but there is no easy button. And so if you're not committed and you don't make this a priority, this might not be the path you want to go down.
Right.
Because there really isn't just, hey, I you know, click the button, let's go. And then it's just handed to you on a silver platter. Cause it's not, it's hard work, but it can be so much fun as you journey down this path with your spouse, partner, family. Yeah. We just love it. So
absolutely. That's awesome. Yep. That's the, by far and away, the best thing we're doing at Vodacy and how much fun we have doing it. It's just, you know, we could do what we love every day. Yeah, you know, it doesn't, awesome. You know, it's a pretty fun deal.
Heck yeah. Sunday nights are a lot easier when you know you're coming in to do what we do.
So. Right. It is. You're right. It is. It's like, awesome. You know, you're not even dreading Sunday.
You don't even know that Sunday evening blues, you know?
Right. So, exactly.
Anyways, well, let's wrap up, buddy. I think that was a good episode. Thanks all for all your insights and look forward to the next one.
Okay. We'll wrap this one up. You guys, we always appreciate your time. Spending it with us means a lot. And if you like the show, if you know anybody else that's jumping in the short-term rental game, we always ask a favor, which is share the show. If you have more than 30 seconds personally, we'd love a thumbs up, a like, a subscribe, a review. If you have that time, those things help us in everything we're trying to do on these platforms, whatever platform you're watching or listening on. And the final and the most important challenge that I leave you with at the end of every episode is to go pick that one thing you can do today. Start building that life you don't want to take a vacation from. Cheers, my friends. Cheers, buddy.
Cheers, my man.